Saab Hassan's got one of Victorian Racing's favourite horses in Serious Suspect. He's going back to a place that he seems to love, and that's Flemington and the Flemington Straight. And Saab joins us to give us an update on the old boy. I say that you're full of love. He's an 8-year-old now, Serious Suspect, but he doesn't know that, Saab.
No. Good morning, Dan, listeners. He's actually done well the last few days. He's an 8-year-old, but he'll present really well in the yard. I think he's ready to go. I was a little bit concerned I might have had him just a little bit fresh, a little bit fat, but older horses, I suppose, we carry a little bit more pudding, don't we?
Some of us do. Some of us more than others, Saab. He's for a horse that is an 8-year-old, I mean, you're looking at only his 39th start tomorrow. He's been well looked after. He's either been a late maturer, but... you know, as far as you know, his career is concerned, it seems like he's been around for a while, but he hasn't had, you know, the racing that would match what an 8-year-old would normally have.
No, we have looked after him. We've spaced his runs out. He's not a horse that we generally back up a lot. I compare him to a probably like a miler, Dan, that just keeps getting freshened up and sprints well first up. That's how I train him, and it works for him up the straight. I've no doubt this time in we might stretch him out to 13 or 14. He's so relaxed in all his work, and he's doing everything spot on. That, you know, Testarossa Stakes, listed race is probably on his agenda if all goes well in his next two starts.
Flemington, why is Flemington the track that he appears to love the best, or we... underrating the fact that he's performed well at a lot of other venues?
Well, look, it's a very good question, and I'll answer it very, very, simplified to everybody. Flemington, you need a good 1,400-metre horse to run up the straight. It's a well-known fact. And what happens at Flemington, he's allowed to just ride into his rhythm at the 600-metre mark rather than being held up or being dictated to. Whereas other tracks, the top-class sprinters can just jump, run, sprint, get him out of his comfort zone, and put him under pressure. Whereas at Flemington, he can put them under pressure. And that's what he loves to do. He loves to just go and run sectionals, and Flemington allows that. And he's not a horse that needs cover. He's a horse that he's happy to punch the breeze, and do it hard, and that's how he likes to do it, the old tough sprinter way. And that's probably why he's become a bit of a favourite, because your heart's in your mouth stuff. He jumps, he runs, and... you're always, you know, hoping he can hang on and win.
Look, he still comes in well weighted. That was the key last start as well. You know, the weight that he had, considering he won that, a listed race, and still comes in on 54, you couldn't be disappointed with that. He looks well placed, and he looks like he'll make the running. And you're starting to twist my arm here, Saab.
Oh, look, he's definitely going to be hard to beat. As I said, I just felt that maybe he was that 10% fatter than I would have wanted him, but that's okay, because he's been like that before, and he's run 1.85 up the straight on a good track. So he can run time when allowed to run time. But he's coming off that freshen up. Whatever he does, he's going to improve again. But that's okay to be in that position. And obviously, you know, there's a couple of nice young horses in the race. Although it's a small field, King of Sparta on the Bletchingley, and Stageman Danny O'Brien's horse, you know, I've got a lot of respect for it too. He's a pretty good horse. I watched him run in Perth, and so it's not just a gimme race. But I think what you said, we're very, very well weighted. We had 55.5 in it last year. We dropped to 54 this year. We sort of half beaten the handicapper, so to speak, and we get to just, you know, run along at our leisure, and you know, hopefully we're fit enough and we can just hang on the last 100.
You got a horse in at Mowi tomorrow, and I remember chatting to you about this horse last time. He didn't disappoint me. He had him up in grade, and it looks like you got the right race for him. Race 6 at Mowi tomorrow, called Meteor Empire.
Well, on his work, he just wins, Dan. He worked with Serious Suspect, and he finished half a length behind Serious Suspect in the track gallop on the course proper on Tuesday. So on his work, you would think that he would go and knock off a 0-58. Still working him out. I just think he's a horse that needs to be ridden with a little bit of cover early. He didn't get that last start. He pinged the gates and didn't really get a chance to just take a sit and finish off. He's a sit sprint. He's a sit sprinter. And Lockie rode him first up, and he trialled him at Cranbourne, so he knows him. And I'm going there pretty confident, you know, that he's definitely going to be hard to beat at Mowi if he gets through the ground.
Yeah, no, you got me on board there. I sort of had a spec on him at about 100 to 1 last time at Sale, and it was only the last 100 where he sort of peaked. Yeah, I think he's well with something on, and it's race 6, number 4, Media Empire. So by the sounds of it, you've got two really good chances tomorrow.
I have. He's just a horse that has to just have one run at him, and like, as I said, Lockie knows him, and yeah, I just think he's going to be way over the odds, and he's definitely going to be very hard to beat on Saturday.
Yeah, terrific. Well, I'll be on. Saab, thank you, and good luck with both of them, Serious Suspect and Media Empire tomorrow.
Thanks, Dan.